your gallery project. Last week I introduced you to the project curator of your gallery, Lisa Slade, as she took me into the dark, dim depths of the Art Gallery of South Australia.
Hopefully not too dim.
Today we bring you out into the light.
Thank you, Lisa. It's nice
to have you down here at the show with us.
It is so great to be here. Hello everyone out there. Hi.
Hello, yes, to everyone there. And now your gallery, as you can see, is going to be a fantastic project. Over the next 6 weeks, as we explained, our listeners will be choosing what gets included in the Your Gallery exhibition opening in November.
That's right. So I think everyone is familiar with the idea of a people's choice, that you'd go to an exhibition and you get to vote for your favourite work. But rarely do you have the power to actually put works of art on the wall, which is what we are giving you. So this is a pretty extraordinary project where we ask the general public what they wish to see from a pre-selected list, and they're available online, and people can choose their favourite works of art. Now, many of them haven't been seen for some time. Some of them have not been seen at all. So we're really excited about being able to give you a sense of how extraordinary your collection at the Art Gallery of South Australia is.
Just for our people down here, has anyone seen this particular artwork? It's a rhinoceros. We talked about it the last time I spoke with Lisa. But this is, I know that just looks like maybe a toy there, but it's a life-size reproduction that hangs off the wall and could be a feature piece of the Your Gallery exhibition if you vote for it. That is one of... Today, the category we're looking at is for animals.
Yeah, and look, what a perfect thing to launch here at the show where animals are, in fact, on show. We've got so many works from the collection from all areas, from the Asian collection, from the Indigenous collection, from the Australian collection, that feature animals. So we thought we'd kick off with this idea of animals.
So let's have a look at this one, which to me looks like the elephant version of the Kama Sutra.
You're very cheeky.
Well, it is a little bit concerning. I'm not sure if we can show the children in the audience.
That's going to give you some more viewers, I imagine, which is what this is all about.
What's this one called?
Look, it's actually a Mughal miniature. And the Mughal Empire basically occupied the northern part of what we now call India from the middle of the 16th century through to the end of the 18th century. This is a beautiful little painting. It's one of the many Indian miniatures in the collection. And it represents, or it shows, an elephant fight. So elephants are very sacred beasts in India and probably other parts of the world. So this is just a gorgeous work that we thought, what a wonderful work to include in our animal selection.
You've also, now, they're not all paintings that we're talking about. Some of these are sculptures, and this one looks like a goose with a sort of, you know, a camel thing that you hoist yourself up on it. What's that all about?
Well, you know, your point about not all being paintings is really important. We've selected works from across all areas of the collection. And this is from the Decorative Arts Collection. Well, it's actually from the Asian Collection, but it's a Decorative Arts object. And it's a goose, but it's what's known as a kendi. And a kendi is a form. It basically translates in Sanskrit to mean a water pot. And this kendi is in the shape of a goose. It's a very beautiful form. It's actually, it's probably about 600 years old, this piece of ceramic, which is really extraordinary. Clay predominantly comes from the ground, so to think that this fire clayed object is centuries and centuries old is an incredible thing. So this has been styled into the shape of a goose, and they're sacred objects, but they're also everyday. This is quite a practical object. It's a functional object. Mm. It's something which carries water.
Well, I'm not sure about functional, but certainly beautiful. Yes. Is this Buddha boar mask. I love this. This looks so...
powerful, doesn't it?
It's huge and wonderful. How big would that be in real life?
It's actually... I shouldn't do that on radio, should I? I'll show you with my hands. It's 50 centimetres across. That's half a metre. But it is a mask.
Is that bronze?
So it is, indeed. It's actually bronze and brass, and it's cast. And it comes from the southern part of India, which is part of Kerala, which you'll know is a state down the southern parts of India. And these are spirit masks. They're really important ceremonial masks that have been made and used for centuries. And this one's called a Buddha boar mask, and it was made in around 1760. So another object which shows us just how historic parts of the collection are. It's an incarnation of the Hindu god, Vishnu. And in this instance, Vishnu takes the form of a wild boar.
Fantastic. Now, I'm just trying to think, is that screen printing?
Isn't this amazing?
Yes.
No, that's woodblock. Long before screen printing was made possible, artists like this, and this artist here was actually an apprentice to the very, very famous Albrecht Dürer, the German printer.
This is called the Bewitched Groom.
It is, and at the time there was a fear of witchcraft. If you have a look on the right-hand side, there's a witch in the work, in the woodblock itself, and she has seemingly hypnotised the groom. The groom is lying on the ground. There is a theory that that the groom's been knocked unconscious by the horse, which is behind the groom. And there's another theory that there's this sort of witchcraft going on, which is bewitching both the horse and the groom. So we have these works in the collection that talk about another time and another way of being, another way of seeing things. This is a very famous work. Woodcuts exist in copies. So we have a copy in South Australia, but there are copies of this in the best collections across the world, including the British Museum in London.
Lisa Slater is with me. She's curator at the Art Gallery of South Australia. We're talking about your gallery project that we are doing in conjunction with the Art Gallery, where you get to choose all of the things that will be on display in this Your Gallery project. Now, you get, if you're listening at home, to check the website. They are up right now, so you get to see these things we're talking about. If you want to, you can sort of follow along. We're looking at the category A is for animal today, and these are some of the things that you will be able to vote on. Up to four votes, is it, in each category?
Up to four votes.
On anything. You can vote on it as many times as you want, but only once will you go into the draw to be part of the OB that we're doing at the launch of the exhibition. That's right. But you can vote as many times as you want, and four things from each category will go through, the top ones that are voted for. Let's do something a bit Australian as part of this A is for Animal. This is Budgerigar Dreaming.
Yeah, so this, look, you look at this painting and you think, well, where's the budgerigar? Where are the birds? This is Billy Stockman Japuljari, who's a really important artist from the Papunya area, which is west of Alice Springs. And he's part of the movement that started 40 years ago to this year, actually, the Papunya Tula movement. And Billy Stockman Japuljari, one of his dreamings, one of his important subjects is this idea of the budgerigars. Now, we think of budgies, and there's probably some here in the show, as little bluebirds that live in cages. Budgies actually live in giant flocks in the outback of Australia, and they are mostly yellow and green, Australian colours, and they flock in very large numbers. So this beautiful canvas, which seems quite abstract to our eyes, is actually representing the flock of those budgerigars over the landscape, and they're all the little resting places that you see where the budgies have stopped, the water holes across the side.
Ah, okay.
Very large work, really beautiful work. It's 2.3 metres in length, so a very, very large painting. And what started to happen at this time in Aboriginal art, in the mid-1980s, work started to get very, very large.
Yeah. We'll just do a couple of more.
Sure.
Something very, very different. This is called The Portrait of the Prophet Muhammad Riding the Barak Steed.
Yes, and a barak is actually a sacred beast. It's a steed or a horse that has the head or the face of a human being. And here you've got the portrait of Muhammad being taken from to Jerusalem and back by the Barak steed. So this is another example from the Indian miniatures collection. These are quite small. They're very jewel-like. They're very, very beautiful work with incredible detail. And they feature these incredibly important journeys of the sacred and significant figures in Indian history.
And I guess finally, Lisa, let's do the bird's nest, shall
we?
Sure. This is part of the A is for Animal category. Oh, I'm throwing it away here. As I collect my bird's nest, it went flying.
This comes from our European collection. It's a beautiful watercolour and gouache. And Westall was actually a member of the Royal Academy, so he was a very important artist in Britain. And this is a landscape painting where you've got the discovery of a bird's nest within a garden. So you've got the young man kneeling and the woman, and they're leaning towards the discovery of this bird's nest within the landscape. And Westall was one of the artists who used to use the landscape as this idea of looking at human emotions. So the landscape became a sort of reflection of how we're thinking and feeling at the time.
Yeah. Well, look, that's just a little bit of an example of, I think, about 20 we have in the A is for Animal category. We'll have about that many in each of the categories. And I encourage you right now to go to the website and vote for the ones that you like. Certainly have a look at it. You've got 6 weeks to decide on which ones you want to vote for, but you can do that right now. abc.net.au/Adelaide. Click on the Your Gallery button on our website, and you can go along and first of all see all the categories that we've got up there, including what we've been discussing today. A is for Animal. Go on, vote. You get to be involved in this. This is our first, in fact, this is the first opportunity in South Australia, I think, that listeners have ever had a chance to curate their own exhibition.
Absolutely.
So please, whether you're here, whether you're listening at home, make sure you go to the website and be a part of it. Really appreciate you coming along, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
And it's good to see
so
you dressed
fun
up in the A is for Animal theme with your fur pelt there.
I'll have you know that no animals were harmed in the making of this garment. It's faux fur.
Excellent. Lisa Slade.